This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
And good morning at 8:06. Happy race day along the Gulf Coast. Hey, did you know it's 6 days till Daytona action? How cool is that? Dustin Long with MRN will be on the show here a little bit later and to tell us all about what's going on in the NASCAR world. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, also Five Flags Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Mobile Regional Airport. All the great sponsors that we have to bring you the show every morning. Tim Bryant standing by for Five Flags Speedway as the gates will open up at 9 o'clock in the parking lot. They've got their annual racers swap meet today, so we'll talk a little bit about that. Can't wait, because as soon as I get off the show, we're heading over there to do some shopping. Also, Valentine's Day is around the corner. Ladies, I know you got a bunch of you that listen to the show. Your guys are race fans. Simple as this. The Rusty Wallace Driving Experience coming to the Five Flags Speedway. It's Saturday, February 15th, and you know he's already got your gift. So this just might be something that we'll talk about with Tim. Joe McCardle also is going to be checking in from Sunny South Raceway, and today they're having their first annual swap meet and open practice, so that'll be great. And $20 for open practice. They got free chili and even free admission, which is kind of cool. Tommy Prater is going to be on the show with the Arca Mobile 200, and it's going to be at MIS, as we know, the second race of the season, right behind Daytona for the Arca Series, and our local boys are ready to go. There's been a golf tournament added, so we'll talk about that. And of course, Tommy and Thomas are getting ready to load up their car and head down to Daytona. We'll see how that's going. Like I mentioned, Dustin Long with MRN. Lots to cover today. Everything from Duck Commander coming to actually sponsor three races in Texas. That's pretty cool. To some new information about Everham over at Hendricks, doing some big roles there. So lots to cover. We'll start it off this morning on the local side with Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway. Good morning, Tim. Another busy day.
Well, good morning, Kane. And forget that. Gates open at 9. They're already rolling in.
Good.
I'm seeing some chassis. And by the way, this isn't just for the oval track crowd.
Right.
This is all types of high-performance stuff. In fact, I'm looking at a 34 Ford Coupe sitting on a trailer with a for sale sign on it this morning, so that's pretty cool. But you know what? We've got probably the best weather we've ever had in our 8 years of having this swap meet. It's just really nice here this morning.
Well, and it's going to be – I know a lot of people from the Gulf Coast are planning on going over there, and also, you know, just to see what you guys have got. And we were talking off the air about 36, 37 booths set up, and you'll probably have those full today as the day continues. How long does this last today?
Well, it's scheduled from 9 to 2.
Okay.
The best part, obviously, is probably between 9 and 12.
Yeah.
It's just when people are really scurrying around and scarfing up the bargains. And, of course, for folks that don't really know what it's about, we call it a buy-sell trade day.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity for racers to clean out their shops and get those parts that are not in use because there's somebody out there that needs them, mm-hmm. and turn it into cash that they can put into their 2014 racing budget.
Yeah, and that's always important as we're just, weeks away now. You're talking about open practice at the track the same day you're going to have it at Mobile International Speedway. It'll be March 8th.
Yeah, absolutely. March the 8th, we're having an open practice day. It's going to be scheduled from 10 to 4 at both tracks simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity for those guys that are ready to go out and kind of shake the dust off, if you would, or maybe shake down a new piece, but not to panic if a guy isn't ready for that. We will have an open practice at Mobile, by the way, on the Tuesday night before the Arca Mobile 200 weekend.
Oh,
we'll have a local
great
practice on Tuesday night over there.
Well, and that's huge. You know, I remember last year when we got to race at it, it's like a circus atmosphere times 10 because of the limited amount of room you have in the pits there. But we had so many drivers coming in from Pensacola to come race that race too. And now that you're involved in both tracks, don't you start to see, or are you starting to see, especially with what you've done with the Gulf Coast Championship, you see more cars travel back and forth in these classes?
Well, I mean, certainly that was our aim, and I believe it's been somewhat successful. Obviously, we wish every guy could run every race, and that's just not feasible, you know, for some people. They're just not able to travel across the bay. But, you know, the opportunity is there, you know, if they can and want to race more. 14 race events for Super Stock, Modified, Pro Trucks this year. of course, double that for the Sportsman and Bomber guys.
Yeah.
And then, of course, our Pro-Late model schedules at both tracks is shaken up a little bit, a couple extra 100-lap events for those guys, some more of the 20 to 30s, and then, of course, we're going to have four big super-late model events as well.
And you've added vintage cars and wing sprint cars. What else can you throw at it? You probably have the motorcycles and kid bike races there too, right? So you got a full-year plan.
Yeah, it's all in there.
Man.
And Demolition Derby.
You can't forget that. So, well, let me ask you, we were talking just before the show also about Valentine's Day. The Rusty Wallace driving experience is something really cool. I know the Bomber champion, TJ, he actually took a ride in that. I think that also helped him feel secure about getting a super stock for this year. And this is really a unique experience to drive fast around your track for someone who has no car, has no driving experience. These guys will do everything for you. Tell us a little bit about everything they do with the Rusty Wallace driving experience and how it's such a great deal for Valentine's Days for the girls to get their guys. Wink, wink.
Well, it's very opportunistic, if you would, for that late Valentine's present. But I would encourage folks to call or go to racewithrusty.com. Mm-hmm. That's where you make your reservations. And it's quite possible that on February 15th, that's a Saturday here at Five Flags, they may sell out that day. So I would encourage folks to do it sooner than later. They have a nice classroom experience. It takes place in the press box. It's usually about 12 or 15 people in a group. They give you the ins and outs of driving a race car from how to get off pit road to how to execute a pass properly. Then they take you down, suit you up, and put you in a late model type, ARCA type car, and turn you loose. So it's a great experience, and I tell you, I've been around a few of these, Kane, and folks get out, and you just cannot believe the smiles on their faces. They have a great time. And for those folks that don't want to drive, certainly they have something for you, too. It's a ride-around experience. They've got a couple of two-seater cars. We'll have a couple of area hot shoes driving those cars, so you can just strap in and go for a ride as well. That's pretty thrilling.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I was looking on your website for all the pro late model guys. We're talking about late models. You got the crate engine seal reminder. Explain a little bit about what this is about this year.
Well, the 604 GM crate engine that's in the pro late model, in an effort, you know, racers be racers. They're always wanting to take those things just beyond specs to make their crate engine a little better than the guy next to them, because parity is what crate engine racing was all about, and certainly it achieved that in terms of horsepower. But you always got a guy that wants to tweak his up a little bit more. So a nationally formed alliance, which we're a part of, has gotten together. There are 19 engine builders currently on the list, one of which is in Mobile, Professional Engine Service, two in Pensacola, 9 Mile Machine Shop, and Todd Blizzard over at Coastal Machine are among those 19 engine shops around the country that are now authorized. And those are the only people that will be able to seal those engines, and that all goes into effect starting the 1st of July. It's been a 2-year program in the making, and all the things are in place to really make sure that the crate engines are what they're supposed to be.
I have a question on the Bombers. I've got a couple of private messages on Facebook this week, again, about drivers asking about a possible tire change. And I know that Ricky Brooks had mentioned that we might have something that the Bomber drivers would be happy about. Maybe no decisions made. I know they've talked about running the same tires, essentially, where the Sportsmen are running. What have you guys come up with or anything like that, just so that I can tell the other Bomber drivers listening?
Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. In answer to your question, there is no change to the tire rule. However, we are going to do a little bit of testing, and we're going to play with the idea of keeping a pool of Sportsman tire takeoffs. In other words, no new Sportsman tires, which is a Hoosier Racing tire, a 7-inch tire. But it's going to be a real task for the track to control this. But we're going to do some testing on some used Sportsman tires, and if they're able to bolt on a Bomber car and not be at any type of an advantage. In other words, if they'll just kind of blend in and be you can run the same speed. The point of this, Kane, is to make tires more accessible to some of those racers. 50-inch tires are a little bit hard to come by. Plus, guys are going out and buying expensive tires and then having them cut.
It gets pretty expensive for one tire.
Yeah. So once our open practices start, we're going to test them on a few cars, and if it looks like it's going to work and not be any, as I say, any kind of a huge advantage, then we're going to make those tires available to people, and the cost is going to be like $10 a piece.
Oh, wow. Wow. What a great deal. Okay, that's awesome. And it is, and it all comes down to, you know, like you said, the drivers trying to bring everyone that they can into the pits, bringing the families and stuff. It does get expensive, even with the folks with sponsors. So it's awesome that Track's trying to do that, and that'll be really interesting to see. So today, 9 to 2, ideally, Five Flag Speedway off the interstate. How do we get there off of I-10?
It's exit 7 off of I-10. Just go south on Pine Forest Road, a mile and a half, and you'll see the flags flying and see the parking lot. What will hopefully be, it's already partially occupied, but probably by mid-morning, hopefully the parking lot will be full. It's all taking place right in the parking lot next to Pine Forest Road.
All right, Tim. Well, we'll see you there after the show for sure, and can't wait to see you. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Thanks for having us. Look forward to seeing you.
All right, there you go. Tim Bryant from Five Flag Speedway and Mobile International Speedway. Again, now, I don't believe Mobile is going to have the swap meet, so if you guys are you want to go and get rid of some of that stuff in the garage, head on over to Five Flag Speedway. There's another swap meet in town out towards a little track in Grand Bay. Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway. He's on the way next. He'll tell us about it. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. We race out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, bring funds and awareness to our volunteer fire departments around the country and around the world, actually. And if you guys want to have one of the race cars out there, find us on Facebook at Full Throttle Racing with Kane, or look up USFD Racing right there on the race team. We'd love to have you guys like the page. Still to come, Tommy Prater with the Arca Mobile 200. Some big events coming up all around that race surrounding it. Dustin Long with MRN is going to talk about the new qualifying rules, new role for Evernham over at Hendricks, and so much more. 6 days to Daytona. So it's time to test, and it's time to eat chili. Not all the tracks are doing that, baby, but there's one that is. Joe McArdle with Sunny South Raceway. Not only can you go and test any kind of car you got out there, they're going to feed you some free chili. Good morning and welcome to the show, Joe.
Good morning, man, and thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. This is always a big, fun day for you guys, because this is the first sneak peek, if you can say it, of some of these guys that have been working on their car since, like, the day they left your track. There's no downtime, and you know that.
Right, right. You know, our last race was October the 4th.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, these people are ready to go racing.
Yeah, and you guys got something special today. Like I said, you've got the chili going. Tell us also the first annual swap meet. So what's going on here for the folks that aren't going to make it over to Pensacola?
Okay, well, what it is, we're trying, as you know, we're pushing Sunny South. We're trying different things. Our deal is, where else can you go and run basically any kind of round track car practice and have a swap meet at the same time?
Yeah, yeah, not many.
You know, really. And then on top of that, get some of the Sunny South chili for lunch. So we're pushing different things. We hope that everybody kind of take advantage of it and come on out. We're out for fun today.
Yeah, yeah, and this is going to be perfect weather for it, too, checking the forecast.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is the race car weather right here. Now, what do you expect to see out there? I mean, you were talking off the air, you might have a couple of bombers. I think J.J. Day is going to go out there and take his bomber out and run some laps out there. That's what I've been told. And then,
if you go by what you hear or go by what people tell you,
right.
We've got bombers coming. Mm-hmm. We've got a sportsman and a modified coming in from Pensacola.
Really?
We have got some go-karts coming in from Dothan.
Wow.
Now, our grid is, like, different from everybody else. Mm-hmm. We have a two-lane grid there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got a go-kart in this lane and a big old modified sitting right next to him. You can't go nowhere else to see that.
Yeah, that's a photo op right there, man.
Right.
But it works out perfect, because if you guys are in the pits, I love the way you do that. There's no set class that goes 15 minutes, 15
no,
minutes.
No. No, you know, our deal is, if you want to practice, if you want to, you know, whatever, do the long run, short run, check out tire temperature, check out drive fatigue, whatever, get in that grid.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make sure you get on that track. You ain't got to wait for nobody. If nobody's on that track, and if nobody's in the grid and you're on the track, we'll give you the extra 10 laps.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know? Yeah, and let me ask you, what are the times today again?
Well, I am out here in the yard now hooking up the trailer. I am opening the yard up and everything at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
It's just as soon as people show up, we're going for it.
Oh, that's awesome. Now, I want to talk about the fact that you guys got a month until your first show, March 7th. All the classes are going to be there, and there's a membership deadline for the Bandos and Legends. Explain what that is.
Well, our parent company, the organization out of North Carolina that builds our car, sets our rules. You know, Sunny South pays a sanction fee, a privilege, if you will, for racing these cars.
Yeah.
They have got a membership that says, in order to race on the sanctioned tracks, you have to belong to this membership. You know, you have to join.
Yeah.
And here's the way it works. Bottom line, this is what I don't like about it, and this is the biggest reason I push it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, five pro cars. You have to have five pro cars for the winner of that feature that night to get 100 points.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have five and only three of them members...
It won't work, right? Right.
Well, no, Onyx will come back and put what they call ghost riders.
Oh,
they will fill the first, second, third position with a ghost rider, 0 points, and the dude that won the feature, he is now in fourth.
Wow, boy, I'm not a fan of that either.
Well, you know, in the past we've run them together, run them whatever. But here's a man that's run fourth, getting fourth place points. He is basically went out there and run circles around everybody.
Yeah.
But he's taking the same chance going in the turn.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
And so that part I don't like. But I can't change it. So I push membership. I'm saying, and I'll say it again, you're going to have the membership.
Yeah.
Or you're not coming on the track. Now, that sounds hard. But I have no choice in the matter.
Well, and the thing is if you get that, there's a lot of those guys that run the Bandos and the Legends that'll travel to Atlanta or some of the other tracks, and of course they're all the same thing. The INEX, you have to be a member there, and if you want to go for a national championship, that's also the only way you can accumulate points,
sir.
Right?
Accumulate points. Now let me go to the extreme. Another pro challenge.
Yeah,
that's membership. Pack car. Okay, but John Litzinger decided to be nice guy last year. We hosted the regional race at our track last year. Now, here's what he comes up with. Go out there and qualify, and we will set the position by qualification.
Yep.
But if you're not a member, you will tag.
Oh, yeah. Now, but he doesn't. It's not mandatory to be, but yeah.
No, but that's not racing.
Yeah.
Here we are again. We're racing against cars that cannot compete for a national championship.
Mm-hmm.
But we are.
Yeah. So, boy, that makes it, yeah. Boy.
Yeah, so this year, I got with him. I said, look, at my track, at Sunny South, we're going to have full membership. We're not doing that tag stuff no more. How do you go out and sit on the pole, and because you're not a member, you tag?
Yeah, man, I'd be mad.
I ain't buying into that.
Yeah, that's right. Now, let me ask you, for the average team that's coming in there, you know, the money's tied all around. What does it cost for membership for these guys?
Well, INEX, Legends and Bandolero is $165 a year.
Okay.
Now, they will make the parent of a child that's under 16, I think, it'd be associated member.
Okay, just a,
All right. Now, Pro Challenge is $150 a year.
Okay.
And that entitles you to all the perks of being a Pro Challenge driver, you know, all your points. You know, go anywhere that is the Pro Challenge sanctioned race and get points.
Well, where are the closest ones? I know there's quite a bit of tracks in Florida that race these too, right? Where's the other bigger concentration? Because you've got people from around the southeast coming to race at your track with these cars and trucks now.
Yes, sir. Well, we've had somewhat of a setback this year in the state of Georgia. There is no Georgia Pro Challenge region as such it was last year. Everything kind of went to, it stopped. We had three trucks in the state of Florida go dirt racing in a pro challenge. I understand one of them came back. Believe it or not, the Alabama region, which is parts of Florida and Mississippi and Alabama, we are the strongest right now.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, you got one of the best facilities to race these vehicles on, and they can get on it.
You know, we're pushing pro challenge. People like Hunter Lewis won the championship last year. They went to Atlanta and bought a Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
His dad has a truck. We've got Pilato coming back from Birmingham to run with us. Wayne Okresic's son will definitely be in Pro Challenge. So it's that we hope, you know, there's no reason why we cannot average 10 cars a race night. They're here.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's not all the cars that are here. But I'm talking about average. I'm being realistic.
Well, let's talk about the go-kart track in the middle that we have been talking about. I know there's going to be some changes in the ideal situation coming up before the end of the first month or so, I imagine you'll have. I know you get fingers crossed. The dirt track in the middle running Friday and Saturday double. What's the latest on the, I guess I've had a lot of people ask, are they really building a go-kart track? Where are they going to do that? How are they doing that? So you got people talking, brother.
Okay, well, and I understand, and I'm glad because I'm talking.
Yeah.
There again, where else can you go and sit in the bleachers and watch dirt racing and asphalt racing?
Yeah, yeah. 2 days, two different tracks at the same track. It's great.
All right. We have got a little setback on Bourne underneath the track. The company that was doing it is tied up in New Orleans with that ice storm.
Yeah.
He's roughly 2 weeks behind schedule. That's the first thing we got to do. The poles has got to come out and be moved to the outside of the wall.
Yeah.
Everything is in shape and everything. We're ready to do it. We just got to wait and get those lines. We're going underground to put the water in and electricity.
Wow.
So we're not going to open up with a dirt track.
But it's coming.
But I'm saying, hey, I'm not going to say when it'll be open, but let's just say come see us.
Yeah, yeah, that's a safe way, and you can always check it out, Sunny South Raceway.
Right. Come see us.
At sunnysouthraceway.org, also on Facebook. So you've got a full day ahead of you, Joe. We appreciate you coming on board, as always, and we'll look forward to hearing how great it was today. And save me a bowl of chili.
Well, thanks for having us on, and everybody that's listening, tell your friend, bring your family out, bring your kids. Come out, spend a day with us, Sunny South. We'd love to have you.
There you go, and it's right out there at Grand Bay, past the big track. It's like your own private Bristol in your own backyard. That's Joe McArdle. We appreciate him coming on board. Now we go back 7 miles back into Irvington. Mobile International Speedway getting ready for their first race with, again, the ARCA Series. Tommy Prater standing by, going to talk about ticket sales and some pretty exciting events that are going to be wrapped around this race. Again, hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Kane Motorsports sponsors this year, above and beyond. You know, we've got the Childhood Cancer Car. We're finishing up next week, and a week after that to the Painters, and we'll have it out February 22nd, where our sponsors will be at the Chili Cook-Off up at Bay Minette. And then the following weekend, March 1st, the car will be in the Knights of Mobile Mardi Gras Parade. And then March 8th, the first day of practice at Mobile, where we'll also have the car. I'm a big part of the American Cancer Society's Chili Cook-Off out at the Greater Gulf State Fairgrounds. Last year, 24,000 people were there, and I know my wife's arms were tired. I think we put 300 kids at least in that car for photos and stuff, but it's a lot of fun, so we're really excited. Thank you to McDonald's, also Performance Graphics, making it look great. Pull Apart, Mobile Regional Airport. You've got Bay City Collision on there helping out on Lakeside Drive and Auto Painter Supply. Metro Glass of Mobile, Fallsack Tires, Alabama Teen Challenge, Skywatch Traffic, ShareGodsPower.com, USFD Racing, and K1 Race Gear. So I almost sound like Michael Waltrip, but a guy who knows sponsors and can do it even quicker than me, Tommy Prater. Good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Kane. Glad to be with you guys.
Hey, you know, we're excited because we were just talking off the air. 6 days before Daytona, you guys have got your racing program ready to go. And you were just talking about, you know, we'll get to the ARCA thing here in a minute. As you guys are preparing this car, it takes so much more and so much more finessing than what you would have to do with the car over there at Mobile, right?
Oh, I've gotten to where I absolutely hate Daytona and Talladega cars.
No.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things, and you hear commentators talk about air, and so much about what happens with these cars is about air, and the cars are so air-dependent that just little bitty minute things make a big difference. And you can take one piece of the car that would say, would take an hour to make for a short track car, takes half a day to make for one of these Daytona cars because everything is so particular.
Well, and you guys have really got it right. Now, you guys leave Monday. What are some of the events leading up when you guys get down to Daytona? How does your schedule fit out?
Well, the biggest thing when you go to Daytona or Talladega, whether it's for an ARCA car or a Sprint Cup car or a truck or a Nationwide Series car, is the tech procedure is so much more thorough and detailed at those racetracks than they are at a regular racetrack.
Right.
And for the ARCA series on Wednesday, the car is...
Oh, we lost Tommy, I think.
that you prepare back at your race shop that make you take completely apart.
Wow.
And so then you take it completely apart, then you put all of their stuff on it, and then you go through the tech line, and that pretty much takes up the great bulk of Wednesday. Mm. Thursday is practice, Friday is qualifying, and you race on Saturday.
Now, how's Thomas? He's living the dream, isn't he? I mean, he's done so much already in his career, and he just keeps going forward.
He's had a great year. He had a great year last year. He ended up ninth in the championship. Mm-hmm. And more importantly, to me as a dad, ARCA awarded him the Adcock Sportsmanship Award.
That's huge.
Which, you know, that's more important than finishing ninth in points or second in the driver challenge, all these other things that he was able to accomplish last year, because the series took recognition over this rookie, which is very unusual for a rookie to win a sportsmanship award. Don't miss reserve for these guys that have been around a long time. And that was a pretty special deal for us. I think that's the highlight of 2013.
When you guys go to Daytona, they're already talking about the ARCA Mobile 200. These guys love what you guys have been able to do at Mobile. The first year, people were like, there's no way this is going to happen the way it's as smooth as it's supposed to be. There were growing pains, but it wasn't that bad. I think parking might have been the thing. The next year, it was cleared up. Now you guys got a clear slate again. You had much success last year. It's going to be a sellout again. We were just talking again off the air. Camping's almost gone. Tickets are available. But you guys have been able to tie so many community events around this race, and that's been great for the city of Mobile.
Well, I think it's important because the race happens because it is a huge community effort from Mobile Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mobile Sports Authority, Mobile County, the Sheriff's Department. Yeah. Everybody helps make this race happen. So while there's going to be a great race on Saturday afternoon out at Mobile International Speedway on March the 22nd, and Friday night ahead of time, we are expanding outside the racetrack to include more of the community. Last year we were at the Battleship and the Causeway and downtown Mobile before we went to the racetrack. This year we've added what I hope is going to be a signature kid event, and that's the St. Jude's Charity Putt-Putt Golf Tournament on Wednesday night. You know, so it's like I said, we were talking about golf tournaments, and there were people saying, we don't play golf. We don't play. Well, look, everybody plays putt-putt, and everybody can come out and support St. Jude.
And I guarantee you, you get a bunch of race car drivers out there doing putt-putt, it's going to be competitive, man. I guarantee it. There's going to be bragging rights. What kind of trophy you got for that bad boy?
You know, that's a good question. I got to think about that as to what we're going to be able to top our world-famous jukebox that we give away every year for the trophy, and that's been really cool. We shot a new TV commercial the other day at the racetrack that the jukebox is featured in, and that'll start running during Speed Week this next week. So as you're watching the broadcast from Daytona, hopefully you'll see the ARCA Mobile 200 commercial that'll be debuting next week. So we've had a lot of fun with the jukebox.
It's been on Twitter. You're on Facebook. The website's arcamobile200.com. Let's talk about ticket sales here for the next couple of minutes.
Well, ticket sales are trending about 18% ahead of last year this time, so we're very happy about that. Awesome. You get the press releases, so you know what corporate sponsorship has been this year.
Yeah.
When most corporate sponsors are shying away, we're getting a lot of new activity with the ARCA Mobile 200, a lot of interest. Not only big local brand names like McConnell and Falsac and Neudrolics and Greer's, and I can go on, but you got national companies like FedEx are involved in the race. And speaking of kids, FedEx is bringing their Denny Hamlin car to the race on Saturday, so it'll be there for all the kids. Yeah, absolutely. So we're pretty pumped up about that.
Well, the tickets, again, are going quick. You mentioned camping almost gone, right?
You know, I'm telling you there's camping spots, but I'm not sure about that.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It's really, really close to being sold out on camping. Before I leave the kids, and I'm going to give you a little scoop this week that we're really not going to announce until after Daytona.
Okay.
But beginning March 1, thanks to our friends at Fox 10 News, kids 12 and under get in free with a general admission ticket.
Wow.
There's going to be a special Fox 10 kids ticket that will be available March 1 for the general admission section, and we're really stoked up about that. because, you know, getting the kids out to the racetrack and helping families in the tough economic times that we're in, helping them come to the races, you know, now you can bring the whole family.
That is awesome.
And so we're really excited about that.
Well, it's kind of like I've said with the Snowball Derby and Five Flags, what Tim has been able to do with that, that electricity in the air like a NASCAR event. You have a NASCAR event here now along the Gulf Coast at Mobile International Speedway. Tommy, you've been a big part of getting it here, which is awesome. You've done a great job with it. And again, if you want to see what it's all about, you don't go to Talladega, you don't go to Daytona, you're going to get the exact same feel of the pre-race, walking through all the exhibitors, all the fans, all the electricity building up, seeing the cars come out on there. I mean, I'm getting chills just thinking about it.
I'm not going to tell you who, but I'll about this year's.
Uh-oh. I hate it. I know what he was going to say. His phone. Are you there? Oh, man. How about that for excitement? He says, I'm not going to tell you, but I know what he was about to say, and I'll just say this. The national anthem this year going to be sang by someone that's just real special, and I guarantee you bring tears to your eyes. So it's the ArcaMobile200.com. Tommy Prater, pay that phone bill, brother. Coming up next, Dustin Long with MRN. So much to handle with NASCAR with 6 days to Daytona. New qualifying rules. Duck Commander coming to actual sponsor 3 Texas Cup races. We'll talk about Furniture Row Racing and the new Stuart Haas Racing. Hang on. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, again, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. Racing out of Kannapolis, North Carolina, to bring awareness and funds to all the volunteer fire departments around the world, actually. So, and we really would love for you to like our Facebook page. Just look up USFD, that's United States Fire Department Racing. And the more likes, the better for those guys, for sure. NASCAR, oh, man, can you believe it? 6 days till the action in Daytona. So much to cover. Haven't had him on in a while. He's been busy doing his day job, so we got him away from the track. Dustin Long with MRN, a rare moment away from the track. We were talking off the air, heading back to Daytona Wednesday, and then the tour begins. Actually, you've been on tour for a while. Good morning, Dustin. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, how's it going? You're right. It starts here real soon, and in a week we'll see the Sprint Unlimited. So, I mean, cars on the track on Friday, and then you've got the Sprint Unlimited on Saturday night, and Daytona 500 qualify next Sunday. So, I mean, it's here.
Man, MRN.com is the website, Motor Racing Network. You guys have done a great job previewing some of the teams and just all the changes. There's a whirlwind. Everybody's talking about NASCAR. So I think NASCAR, the body of NASCAR, has done what they wanted to do. They've got all the social medias, everyone talking good or bad. You know, we definitely want to go through the new qualifying rules because we haven't got your take on that. What do you think of the changes? I mean, I've seen what you've said online, but let's hear it for the radio fans. What are these good changes? Are these bad changes? What are your thoughts?
I think with the qualifying, I think it's I think people are going to find it more interesting than the single car going around the track. Mm-hmm. I think what's going to be interesting in particular is when you have this group knockout form of qualifying at Daytona and Talladega, because you're going to be allowed to draft. So in essence, qualifying could be a pack of 3 or 4 vehicles. It could be a pack of 8 to 12 or 16 to 20. So it certainly can make qualifying more interesting. And obviously, for those not familiar, they'll change the qualifying format. What it will do is, depending on the size of the track, whether it's a big track, small track, you'll have about 25 minutes. Everybody will be allowed to be on the track at the same time. And then, after that, the top 24 will advance to the second round if it's at a bigger track. And then they'll have about 10 minutes to go out and put another lap out. And then from there, you'll have the top 12 advance to the final round. They'll have 5 minutes to post their lap. And your fast lap doesn't carry with you, so in each round, you have to go out and post that lap to advance or have a chance to win the pole. Small tracks, a mile and a quarter and less, what it'll be in just 2 sessions, you'll have 30 minutes, and then the top 12 will advance. And then you'll have your pole winner. So it's kind of that knockout qualifying that's in Formula One a lot of people like, and I think this will add a little bit more to qualifying. Somebody talks about the race before the race.
You know, I know Jimmy Johnson was surprised, I think, at the format changes. And I saw on a video last week, and we talked about it on the show a little bit, about one of the reporters said, do you feel like these changes that NASCAR has thrown out is because you they don't want you to win or something like that? And he joked about it, and he said, well, you know, I thought about it for a minute, because I guess there were more than one different, I guess, different opportunities that NASCAR could have taken. And I think I heard that Jimmy Johnson was just kind of surprised they went that way. What were some, do you know some of the other things they were looking at that they did not decide to do?
Well, Jimmy had talked about that he thought NASCAR is moving more in the direction of like qualifying heat races, and things like that. So when he was told about the chase format, he wasn't thinking that they were going to do something like that. Obviously, the way it is, the chase field expands from 12 to 16 drivers. Yep. In essence, if you win a race in the first 26 races, that's all but going to get you into the chase. So think about a guy like David Ragan, who won at Talladega last year. Mm-hmm. If this format would have been used last year, he would have been in the chase.
Wow.
Even though he was outside the top 20 in points. So, you know, if you win, you're all but in the chase. You know, what you'll do is you'll have eliminations. After the third chase race, we'll cut the field by four. After the sixth chase race, which is Talladega, cut the field by four more. So imagine Talladega being an elimination race.
Wow.
And then Phoenix, the ninth race of the chase, we'll cut the four more out, and that'll leave a final four for Homestead. And throughout this whole process, once you have eliminations, the points are reset each time for those remaining in the chase. So you get to Homestead, there'll be four drivers, and they'll have their points reset to the same total. There'll be no bonus points for them for that race. So, in essence, whoever finishes highest wins the championship at Homestead. It becomes, you know, this is in essence, is a 16-team tournament, and think of it like the NCAA tournament in some ways.
That's a good way, a good analogy to look at it. That the teams have grown. You know, seems like silly season started much, much earlier last year. Stewart Haas Racing. Now you've got three new crew chiefs. You got Kevin Harvick and Kurt Busch all in there, joining Tony and Danica. That could be a volatile mix, I think, because I know some of those guys. Harvick's not a fan of Busch, but I've seen that these guys seem to be. You know, I mean, they're not going to be buddy pals, are they? How's that working? They're all alpha males, as Tony Stewart said, or alpha personalities, because Danica is also an alpha personality. How's that going to mix into that building?
Well, if they don't play along, then it just hurts them in the long run, because if you're not going to share that information or not help a teammate out, then you're not going to get the benefit some other time when you need it. And that doesn't do any good for the organization. So, they're alpha personalities. Yes, they want to succeed, but they also are smart enough to know that for them to succeed, the team has to succeed. So if you're playing little games like that, I know people talk about, oh, they're just waiting for this team to implode. And I'll be honest, I'll just be really surprised if that happens. I just think that's just a bunch of hype, a bunch of things people are talking about. I just think these people are smart enough to know what it's going to take to win a championship.
While
you don't have to be best friends with your teammate, you still have to work with them. It's like you don't have to be best friends with everybody at work. But, you know, you have to work with them. So you do what you have to do, and you know, you move on.
Well, moving on, Martin Truex to Furniture Row Racing, bringing his pit crew with him from Michael Waltrip Racing. Crew chief Todd Barrier, let's talk about this mix and what do you expect to see? Because Furniture Row Racing has done a lot in a short amount of time. It's the little team that could, is what they're saying.
Yeah, and this is a team that I'm intrigued about to see if they can prove that last year with making the chase with Kurt Busch, that they're not just a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
Obviously, the expanded chase helps them. But I'm going to be interested to see how this team performs, what Martin Truex Jr. does. I mean, Truex did get a good bit of credit for helping build, do some things at Michael Waltrip Racing before Clint Bowyer, before Mark Martin got there, and kind of setting a foundation. Really a stronger base, a stronger foundation. So he's got the foundations in place of what Kurt Busch did. I'll be interested to see what Martin Truex Jr. is able to do. And like you said, you mentioned most of his pit crew moves over to Furniture Row Racing, and that's important because remember last year how they would be fast on the track, but inconsistent on pit road. A lot of times Kurt would lose positions on pit road, and if you're going to be a competitive team, you can't do that all the time. So I expect... you know, I expect them to be better on pit road, and I'll be interested to see how much it helps that team.
We got about a minute and a half left. A new role for Ray Evernham over at Hendricks. What's the story?
He's going to be a consultant, and as he's been a consultant for Hendricks Companies. Now he's going to be a consultant for the motorsports department. So he's not going to be doing the ESPN duties. He's off TV, so you won't see him in the pit studio or in ESPN races. He's going to be sitting in competition meetings. He's going to be going to probably about 15, 16 races. He will be on the pit box, but that's just to observe. He keeps stating he's not coming back to be a crew chief. So for all those Dale Jr. fans or all those Jeff Gordon fans out there who want Ray and Jeff to be reunited or think Ray is going to be in the crew chief in training for Dale Jr., Ray says it's not going to happen. I tend to believe him. It's been, look, the last time he was a crew chief was 1999. The game's changed. So I think I would expect that Dale Jr.'s crew chief next year will come from within Hendrick Motorsports, but it will not be Ray Evernham. Who it will be, I'm not quite sure. But Hendrick Motorsports got a good group of people, and a lot of times they move them up. Certainly, we've seen them move on. Some of their folks move on to other places, like Chris Heroy, an engineer, used to be there as a crew chief over Chip Ganassi Racing.
Duck Commander, now going to be, the big company behind the Duck Dynasty TV show Empire, now sponsoring 3 Texas Cup races. Is that the perfect marriage? I think it is.
I think NASCAR fans will certainly, a number of NASCAR fans will certainly enjoy that.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you, how do we keep track with you? You guys are going to be just busy all over, obviously, MRN.com. You've got some great stories, some videos and news all the time up. But how about you when you're at the track? Because you're so quick with everything else.
On Twitter, and just follow me, at Dustin Long. You can also follow MRN's Twitter account, which is at MRN Radio. Okay. And also use the hashtag AskMRN.
All right, well, we got it, and we appreciate you coming on board, as always, and we're gonna use you and abuse you during the Daytona time, and I promise you, like I said, I've got the radio station said the check's finally in the mail, so it's a big one. It's coming.
Yeah, I'm owed for a lot there, buddy.
Yeah, I know. You think? Hey, thank you so much, Dustin, for being a big part of the show.
All right, have a good one.
All right, there you go, Dustin Long with MRN. And again, he's got a lot of the knowledge. He's there all the time, every weekend. So we appreciate him being part of the show. And then Tim Bryant at Five Flag Speedway. Again, already have lots of people heading over there. As soon as I shut the mic off, going there myself for the swap meet. Good luck to everybody. Joe McCardle over there at Sunnyshaft Raceway. They've got the open practice. And the gates are open now. Go on over there, get you some free chili and run those cars out. They've got their first swap meet. And Tommy Prater, good luck to you. And Thomas heading out to Daytona Monday for all the excitement with the ARCA Race and, of course, the ARCA Mobile 200. Y'all have a blessed weekend. Get those cars finished, and we'll see you next week.